Good evening, with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Premier and Minister for Financial Services and Commerce, the Honorable Andre Ebanks, has wrapped up a productive two-day mission in Shanghai, where he met with key financial services stakeholders to reinforce the Cayman Islands' standing as a premier international financial center.
Yesterday and Monday, I had the honor to be joined again by Jean DaCosta, Sean Hewell, and we had strategic discussions with industry leaders.
Across Monday and Tuesday, the Premier held strategic discussions with a wide range of industry leaders, including the CITIC Group, Vistra, Han Kun, along with the British Chamber of Commerce in China and the British Consul General in Shanghai.
These high-level meetings focus on fostering innovation, enhancing client relations, and we had the opportunity to summarize regulatory and legislative developments that are relevant to the Asian market.
The visit also featured a reception hosted by Appleby Shanghai, offering an opportunity to connect with the local professional community and celebrate the Cayman Islands' long-standing partnership with the city. The Premier's Asia engagement tour now moves on to Tokyo, with further updates expected as the mission continues. Regional leaders are in Cayman today, marking the passing of one of the Caribbean's most influential legal and political figures. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, is in Grand Cayman today for the funeral of Hugh C.E. Hart in Georgetown. Hart's Cayman ties included property development and projects linked to the former Margaritaville Beach Resort site, and he and his late wife Pamela lent their Jamaican art collection to the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands. Reports surfaced on Hart's passing on April 17th. He was aged 96. Hart served in Jamaica's Senate from 1980 to 1993 and held two cabinet roles, Minister of Mining and Energy and Minister of Tourism, during the 1980s. He was also a founding partner of Hart Muirhead Fata and was known for his work in commercial law, including taxation, real estate, and corporate restructuring. In a previous statement, Prime Minister Holness said Hart gave decades of distinguished service to Jamaica, contributing to national development, governance, tourism, energy, and the legal profession. The funeral service took place today in Georgetown. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Grand Cayman sees a dip at the pump after 6 weeks of skyrocketing prices. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, says the average cost of self-service regular gas has dropped a penny, now sitting at $6.12 per gallon. Premium self-service gas dropped 2% from the last update on May the 6th, bringing it to $6.48 a gallon, while diesel prices were down 3 cents at $6.80 a gallon. If you're looking for the best deal, OFREG says Mike's on Walker's Road has the lowest price for self-service regular gas at $5.99. For those needing diesel, Refuel reportedly has it for $6.38 a gallon. In Cayman Brac, drivers are paying $6.24 per gallon, while Little Cayman is $6.96 per gallon. For comparison, the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline in Florida is currently $4.31. You can find the complete full breakdown of local gas prices at offreg.ky. Now, while prices in Cayman are holding relatively steady, the United States national average rose 25% for the second straight week to US$4.51. As Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports, rising costs have been a major concern for many residents, prompting MPs to ask for an update on the country's fuel reserves.
Fielding a parliamentary question, Finance Minister the Honourable Rolston Anglin told MPs the amount of fuel held in reserve by Sol and Rubis at any given time is, quote, not fixed.
For fuel operations in Grand Cayman, both entities follow a standard practice of replenishing fuel on a monthly basis, topping up to maximum capacity within their available storage limit. For fuel operations on the sister islands, fuel is replenished every 3 months in Cayman Brac, topping up to maximum capacity within the available storage limits. Little Cayman is topped up from the Cayman Brac reserves as needed.
Minister Anglin gave an example of capacity. So on April 20th, there were 1.2 million imperial gallons of regular gas in the Cayman Islands. And if there had been no fuel top-up, the gas would have been used up by May 21st. That's just over 4 weeks. For diesel, the window is even shorter. The 2.7 million imperial gallons on island on April 20th would have been used up by May 10th with no top-up, just under 3 weeks. The fuel did arrive, though. Grand Cayman got a top-up at the beginning of May.
In addition, both suppliers will together maintain an additional minimum of approximately 12 days diesel supply for energy generation at all times. This is a condition enshrined in supply contracts between the suppliers and Caribbean Utilities Company, CUC. As for the sister islands, storage capacity lasts for 3 months.
Minister Englund was asked a follow-up question. If there are any contingency plans by the fuel suppliers to source fuel from sources other than the U.S. Gulf Coast?
The short answer is no. And part of that reason is I want to get through what the legislative framework ought to look like and how we see the industry and how it ought to be regulated, and then have a wholesome discussion with the industry.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. In other local news, the Central Planning Authority met today. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has the agenda.
Up first, the board was set to discuss a contested after-the-fact application for a takeout restaurant on North Church Street and Bodden Road in central Georgetown. The restaurant has, quote, two primary structures, a cooking area and a food truck and dining area. The agenda also included an application for a house, pool, carport, cabana and shed off Sunnyfield Road in East End. The application site consists of primary habitat, predominantly primary dry shrubland near the Salina and Collier's Reserve, which is one of the few areas where the endemic blue iguana lives. If the CPA approves the project, the National Conservation Council, quote, strongly recommends only clearing the building footprint and that all other primary habitat be retained. In another environmentally sensitive project, the NCC has laid out directed conditions for approval of an application by Bronte Property Group for a house with a pool on Boggy Sand Road in West Bay. The beach at the site has been designated as critical turtle nesting habitat. The CPA was also set to consider an application to modify an approved quarry off Tonbridge Drive in Bodentown to increase the quarry depth from 30 to 50 feet. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. At their March 18th meeting, the board greenlit Classic 5 LTD's contested application for 23 townhouses on Selkirk Drive and Prospect. The matter was sent to the National Conservation Council for consideration previously, as the application site contains patches of seasonally flooded mangroves. The CPA also approved Alder Estates pitch for a 32-apartment and 11 townhomes and other buildings, including a pickleball court on Willie Farrington Drive in West Bay. You can find the full meeting summaries online at planning.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. His Majesty's Cayman Islands Prison Service has confirmed an incident at HMP Northward that resulted in injuries to two prisoners. The prison service says officers identified the incident on Monday, the 11th of May, and responded in line with established security and medical protocols. Both prisoners were assessed by medical staff at the prison, then taken to the Georgetown Hospital for further medical checks. Officials say they were treated and returned to Northward without further incident. In a statement today, the prison service said the matter has now been referred to the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service. Because the case is under police investigation and involves security-sensitive prison operations, officials say it would not be appropriate to comment further at this time. To the courts, Chris Lee Watler has been spared jail time after pleading guilty to a disorderly conduct charge for chasing behind an ambulance. The court heard that Mr. Watler approached the EMS transport vehicle demanding medication for a passenger, which staff said they could not provide. The ambulance later left to respond to another call, but while traveling, the crew noticed Watler following closely behind. When the vehicle stopped, he reportedly pulled out his phone and began recording the occupants, who repeatedly asked him to stop following them. The EMS team contacted 911 and Watler was subsequently identified and arrested. He received a 6-month suspended sentence, with the magistrate telling him his behavior was wrong, entitled, and unwarranted. Finally, starting the 31st of July, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service will roll out body-worn cameras for all frontline operational officers after a 2-year pilot program. Body cams provide a, quote, objective record of interactions between the police and the public, capturing high-definition video and audio that would ensure evidence is gathered accurately. Commissioner Kurt Walton.
The phased implementation of body-worn cameras marks a pivotal advancement in our mission to deliver a modern, transparent, and accountable police service for the Cayman Islands. This technology is not merely a tool for evidence gathering. It is a commitment to our officers and the public that every interaction is grounded in integrity and professional standards. By capturing an objective record of our work, we are strengthening the bond of trust between the RCIPS and the community we serve, ensuring that our judicial outcomes are supported by the excellent quality of digital evidence.
As the service moves into the final stage of implementation, there will be engagement sessions with the media and public to ensure broader awareness and understanding. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a good evening.